Siddur snippets are sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Zchus of Refua Shlema for Odo Bas Alta Chaya. Today we're going to finish up our explanation of the Yihi Ratzon, the paragraph that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, used to say every day after Shmona Esrei that we recite every morning after we finish Birchos HaShachar. We explained Azei Panim and Azos Panim. We ask that we be protected from people's brazenness, aggressiveness, people who act with no shame, with chutzpah, and that we also be spared by reciprocating, never, God forbid, engaging in that behavior ourselves. Me'adam ra u'me'shachin ra, that we're protected, o'ilu rasha, o'ilu shcheino, that we are protected and insulated from bad people, even from good people who are bad neighbors, pegara, and so on. We're protected mi'satan ha'mashchis. We left off describing Rav Schwab's interpretation, a destructive antagonist, a criminal. But the Yaivitz explained that there's Satan Hamashchas. There's a good Satan and a bad Satan. Sometimes the Satan that blocks us, we have efforts or aspirations or dreams, and we feel there's something standing in our way. Sometimes it's a Satan Hamashchas. Sometimes it stands in our way because actually it's trying to hold us back. It's trying to damage or injure us. But sometimes that Satan, that feeling of being held back, comes from a good place, like in the case of Bilam. We then conclude, mi din kasha, or mi bal din kasha. What's a din kasha? The din kasha is not to be judged negatively by others. That we ask Hashem to have the people who interact with us give us the benefit of the doubt and not assume the worst in us. Din kasha, people who are judging us, let them judge us favorably rather than unfavorably. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver, vevidanes kol ha'adam lekas zchus. Make yourself a rav, a rabbi, acquire a friend, and judge everyone favorably. What's the connection between the injunction, give the benefit of the doubt, and the imperative to acquire a friend? What does it have to do with one another? Rav Menachem ben Tzion Zaks, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, explains the capacity to give the benefit of the doubt is in fact a prerequisite to being a good friend. Nobody's perfect. Everyone has flaws and deficiencies. Shlomo HaMelech already told us with his great wisdom, Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'asa tova lo yechata. There's no one fully perfect who doesn't ever fall short, who doesn't make a mistake. You can't have a real or meaningful or enriching friendship if you can't favorably judge the people you interact with. Nobody wants to be judged negatively. None of us want to be caught or criticized or condemned or to be denied the benefit of the doubt. So Rav Menachem ben Tzion Zaks points out that the Mishnah subtly includes the strategy. How can we judge others favorably? And how can we ask others to judge us favorably? The Mishnah says, it doesn't say dan ha'adam. It doesn't say judge the person favorably. It says judge the entire person. The key to drawing positive conclusions is to look at the entire person. Look at their fine qualities. Look at your whole history with them. Don't look at the isolated negative incident. Don't look at that moment alone. To be a good friend is to see the totality of the person, including who he strives to be, not just focus on the reality of the particular moment. So in this Yihi Ratzon, we ask Hashem, save me midin kasher. Let me have good friends who give me the benefit of the doubt. Let me have friends who are not insecure in our friendship. Let me have friends who are not looking to catch me, get angry at me, hold me accountable. Din kasher. I'm not under judgment all the time from others, but rather, people are looking upon me favorably. And then we end, ubal din kasher, which is a legitimate issue, but someone acting very harshly or very aggressively. A Baal Din, somebody who legitimately is a litigant, who's an adversary of ours on a judgment, let them not be kasher, let it not be too difficult. We've now mentioned in two Yihi Ratzons in a row, Adam Ra, Shachin Ra, Chaver Ra. A bad person, a good person who's a bad neighbor, and so on. And it begs the question, as we say these Yihi Ratzons, as we recite these paragraphs in the Birchas HaShachar in the morning, we should not only evaluate and daven that we have people who are good friends to us, but remember our responsibility to be good friends to others. That when they say this tefillah, are they thinking of us as an Adam Ra, and a Shachin Ra, and a Chaver Ra? Or do they think of us as an Adam Tov, and a Shachin Tov, and a Chaver Tov? Do we give others the benefit of the doubt? Do we bring out the best in people? Are we reliable and loyal friends and neighbors to others? And if we are, we merit their reciprocating that attitude and that friendship to us. Please God, we'll continue the next Siddur snippet with the next paragraph of La'olam Yehe Adam Yirei Shemayim, and something inserted later on as a way of our ability to recite Shema, even in times of hostility and of persecution. We'll pick up with the Olam next time.